At Chesam Beis, I don't remember if we're current in the Rosh or not. We're holding the Gemara about seven lines up. To that, Tanabon Harani Nosser. Yeah. So Sumas Amr Hain is Achas. The person's already Nosser Hain. So Hain is another word for one. Rashi points out a few places that the word hein in Yevonis means one. Daigun is shtayim, trigun is shalosh, tatragun is arba, pantagun is chomesh. So a person who uses these lashanas, he means being makabel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 naziris. So I want to use these words. We find this in a brisa somewhere else. So the halacha is that this town of this brisa says that to have a din of a nega of the bias, it has to have four walls. So bias ogol, if you have a house which is round, or daigun, it has two corners, which means it would be, your picture would be a semicircle on one side, and then the others, then one side is flat. So there's only two corners to the house. Or a trigun, or you could have a triangular house. Or a pentagon, or you have a five-sided house. In a time in the Goyim, tatragun, if it has four, it has four sides. So matamim in the Goyim, my time up. Because it says lamatu oimer kir kirois, lamalu oimer kir kirois reikan arba. The Torah talks about the bias, and it says there's a negative kiros a bias. In both places, I could have said the word kir. It says bekiros, which is plural. So we say the minimum of the plural is two. So Kiris is teaching me that it's not enough one. You have to have two walls plus two walls, which is four walls. This Tana understands that four is excluding three. Four is also excluding five. Okay, so the Rosh. The Rosh of the Gersa is not Daigun, but Daigtun is base. Imam Harani Daigtun is base. Daigtun Shein Lo Ela Beis is obvious. And then the house, which is Daigtun, has only two corners. The Tritun is Gimel's obvious, has three corners. Part to tune Dal's obvious, fine. Kir Kirois. I'm not the myth of Kir. You could have written just the word Kir, Maksiv Kirois. So when it said, Hine Hanega Bekiros Abayas, Hine Posa Hanega Bekiros Abayas. So it says twice the word, it says the they could have said Kir, it says Kiris to teach me the number. Now the Rosh asks the question. The pasuk also says, "Marihen shafal min akir," and the appearance of the nega, the appearance is that it's lower than the kir. Lo darish. So the Rosh says, "No, that we're not darshaning to tell you another wall." Because the kufay yitzchik, then it has to tell me the relationship of the nega vis-a-vis the wall. So that phrase, that word kira over there is not extra. Okay. Vitema, but for the Rosh Hakash, we have a different question. The hodor shidam mekirois from this, the phrase of kirois habayis, the more it has a different drasha. The shidam mekirois. Ezekir Shukakira is Habermer Zekaran Zavis. That the pasuk is referring to finding it in the corner. So even though the shear of a nega normally by a person is kigris, the shear of a nega by Nige Batim is two kigris. And the Kiddush is, let's say you have one kigris on one wall, and then another kigris on the wall adjacent to it in the corner. So you have one gris on the north wall and one gris on the east wall in the place where they touch. So that the shear of two kigris has to be contiguous. So I have a chiddush now. If I have one kigris here, one kigris here, that's considered contiguous, even though it's in two different walls. So that's the word darshan from the word kiris abayis, that you can have a nega which is in two different walls, counts as one nega.
As long as they're next to each other.
The two touch in the corner.
The touch in the corner. Right, so that's Ezek Kir Shakir, so everyone's at Karen's obvious. So the drash of the word kiris is to tell me this halacha of Karen's obvious. So not to tell me this is the number over here, which we're darshan and tell you the number. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin holds that we have our drasha over here, but for our drasha alone, the Torah could have written the list of Dalapamim Kir and received Kirois, Tashina Mine, Ezel Kir, Shehuki Kirois. So we make that drasha over there. But the Malek Lameimer, the Kula, the Hak Drasha, it's just maybe the whole thing is just for that Drasha. Yisar Medim Kain, the Chad Kiris Sagi. So for that Drasha, you don't have to have the word Kiris twice. That indicates that there's something else which we have to be Marva, which Argamor is saying that there's a lach of four walls. For Argamor alone, we would say the Torah wants to write four. The Pasha case is the Nega is in the wall of the house. So it could have said Bikir Abayis. It didn't say Bikiros Abayis. The Nega is not in the walls, it's in a wall. So the phrase Kir would have been a valid phrase. I could have said it four times. And I would have known four walls. So I can make both drushes. Trying to remember, I don't think we ever had a Gemara. There's a Gemara in the Sugya of Tzitzis, talks about a five-cornered beged. That's Chayav and Tzitzis. Because even though it has to have four corners, five corners has four corners, just happens to have one more. And here we're saying that a five-walled house doesn't have a nega because it's in four walls as opposed to five walls. We never had that Gemara though. It's Gemara Menachas. I don't recall having it somewhere else. So it's a fair question. Why sometimes do we say that included in five is four? So the pasuk right over there. The pasuk doesn't say. The pasuk says you have to put the tzitzis in the four corners of your bag. So it's discussing a halacha where to put. So you understand, obviously, there's four corners. But the primary issue is not to define the bag as four corners, but to put you have to have four corners to put the tzitzis in. So as long as you have that, that's sufficient. Whereas over here, it seems to me that the point is. It's not so much. It's just the Torah is telling me from the Shrush of Kirois that it specifically wants a certain surah for the din of Saras. So the same way I exclude something less, I exclude something more. It seems to be the difference. I'm sorry, what?
If you have four. You put four.
Right.
And how do you determine which corner to exclude?
The most distant from each other.
You use the four that are most distant.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Hadalah kol kinui. So the Mishnah, any nozer, the person says, any nozer min hagregers min hadvela. So he says that Reni Nozer, so that sounds like a language of being Mekabel Nazirus, but he says, Mina Gergers, Mina Dvela, I'm being a Nozer instead of being a Nozer from grapes. I want to be a Nozer from Gergers, is dried figs, or Dvela is pressed figs. So is that a Kabbalah Nazirus or not? Bishami Ramim Nozer, Bishilam Enon Nozer. So Bishami says, he said, Hereni Nozer, that acts as a Kabbalah. And whenever he said afterwards, we sort of ignore. Bishilam says, no, that undermines Kabbalah Nazirus. Amr Bihuda, Bihuda says, no, that's not Bishami. Avkishon Bishami. Well, Omer Hare Haina like Korban. So Behuda understands that Bishami, even Bishami agrees that he's not a Nazir. All Bishami said was that if he says Hare Haina like Korban, he ends up being Usur in Gergis and Dvela as a netter. And Basil says, not even that. So the person said, Hareini Nozer mina Gergus mina Dvela, Hareini like Korban. So Bishami says, you know, fade out the first sentence, but the final sentence of acts as a Kabbalah of a netter. Basil says, no, the fellow's clearly not been Makabal. He's trying to be Makabal, and the Zeris, which he's saying is like a Korban to him, ends up as not a Kabbalah at all. So the Rosh, Rei Nozer, Minagargus, Bishamar Reza Nozer, Gemara Mefarish Taima, or Behuda Af, Kishamar Bishamar Lo Yomer, Elik, Gemara Rei Hena like Korban. Lonechle Bishamar Silo, Linya Naziris. The Med Bishamar, the Lohami Nozer. So Behuda says that Bishamar never said he's a Nozer. Lonechle Koel, the Omer, Belibia Hoya, Shiu, Agargus, like Korban. So the Rosh learns, I'm sorry, that the person said Hareini Nozer mina Gergis mina Dvela. It's only that the words he said was Hareini Nozer mina Gergis mina Dvela. Then when we asked him afterwards, what did you mean? Like, you know, you can't be a Nozer from Gergis mina Dvela. He says, no, I meant that it should be also as a netter. Poimra Hare Hina like Korban means not, it's not what he said when he said his Naziris. He said his Kabbalah. His Kabbalah were the same words, Hareini Nozer mina Gergis mina Dvela. Those six words. But we asked him afterwards, what did you mean? He says, I meant that they should be also like a Korban. So Basil says, that's not a valid Kabbalah's netter. Bishami says, no, it's a valid Kabbalah's netter. Believe me, Hoya, Shia, Gergis are like Korban. Bishami Sabri, the Havi Nodr, Mina Gergis. He's also in Gergis. Basil Sabri, the Loy Havi Nodr. Now, Tanakama holds in this case, Afilu im Omer Beliba Yehoya. This person says that his Kavana was that it should be a Korban. Still, he's a Nozer, according to Bishami. Hami Nozer, Kiman Shahitzi Nozer Mipiv. But Nozer Loi Havi. And furthermore, the Tanakama argues on the Rabbi Yehuda. And Bishamai, that it's not Nodur. Abu Dhamr Lahaki Chavit, the Worm Shabalev, and the Worm. But you can't just say, well, what you meant, if you didn't say anything, something which is appropriate to that Kabbalah.
It just becomes a lot of nonsense then at that point.
No, so Beishamai holds in Rabbi Yehuda, the word Nozer means to be perished. So I'm being perished from the Gergis and the Vela. So I meant to make they should be also to be like Gergis. So that's a valid phrase. Even though normally the word Nozer is used to talk about a certain type of Prisha, a certain type of restrictions, but the word Nozer just means to be perished. So I meant not a Nozer, quote, you know, capital N. I meant a Nozer, lowercase N. I meant, you know, just being perished from the Gergis and the Vela. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Bishamai holds, that if he said that's what he meant, he's not a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. And if he said he meant a Nazir, he's not a Nazir either. Could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're Nazir from Gargis in the Mela, that's not a Naziris. But if you said you meant to be a Neder, it's a valid Neder. The Tanakhama says, no. You said Nazir, it means you're a Nazir. And the words can be Mazir, that we ignore the second half of the sentence. You're a Nazir, it's Nazir. That's end the conversation. But even if you say you meant this, you wouldn't be this, but you would be a Nazir. That's what you said. Okay.